casket.
Okay, and the ceremony would be a
funeral.
About people who are dressed in black, you'd say they're in
mourning.
All right. If somebody meets you in downtown, somebody you know, and they ask about inquire about your health, how you doing, what would you probably say?
Fine.
Okay. And if somebody's troubled, you might say, it'll come out all right, just don't
worry about it.
About a disease that attacks the joints, pretty painful, you call it
arthritis.
Any other term?
I don't know if it's the same. I've heard lumbago.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing?
I'm not sure. Rheumatism?
Rheumatism.
Do you know if that's something different?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, this is a disease that young children used to die from because they would have the throat would become swelled and wouldn't be able to breathe, they'd suffocate. They'd get sores in the throat, really.
I'm not sure.
It begins with a D.
Diphtheria.
Okay. And this is a disease that causes your skin and eyeballs to turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. What about if a person has severe pain right about here, you might be having an attack of
appendicitis.
Okay. And if somebody eats something that disagrees with him and it has to come back up, you'd say he had to
throw up.
Okay. Anything besides that?
Vomit.
Okay. Any joking or crude ways?
Puke.
Would that be crude to you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Somebody who's sick that way, you'd say he's sick where?
The stomach.
Say it again. He's
stomach. Sick in the stomach.
Okay.
Sick at his stomach as well.
Sick at his stomach?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Say if a boy has been seeing a girl pretty regularly and he's evidently serious about her, what would you say he's doing? He's
courting.
Mm-hmm. That's a word you still hear?
No. Well, I hear it. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh. I think it still gets the message across.
Okay. He would be her what?
Boyfriend.
And she would be his?
Girlfriend.
Alright. And if he comes in late at night, he's got lipstick all over him, his little brother sees him and says, you've been
smooching.
Okay. What if he wants to get married, but she decides that she doesn't want him? You'd say she did what to him?
She broke up with him.
Mm-hmm. Turned him down?
Turned him down. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if she decides to go ahead and marry him, you say they went ahead and got
married.
Okay. And at the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom, he would be the
best man.
Right. What about the woman who would stand up with the bride?
Maid of honor or matron of honor.
Okay. Around here, have you ever heard years ago of any noisy ceremony that took place after the wedding? People might follow the couple back to the home and actually shoot off guns or play tricks on them.
Yes, and I can't, it's not hazing, is it? Is that, that's not, no, that's not the same thing. That's called, yeah. I can't remember.
Chivalry or serenade?
Chivalry, I've heard.
Is it something you've read, or was that?
I've seen it on TV, I think, on Andy Griffith Show.
Ever done around here?
Probably so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Say, if a group of people get together and hire a hall and a band, you'd say they're going to have a
party.
Okay, specifically, they're going to be out the floor and couples move.
A dance.
Yeah, all right. Say if school, if at 3 o'clock the children get out of school, you'd say at 3 o'clock school does what?
Ends.